All right. Thank you so much, Terry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Now, is this Cameron?
Yes.
Cameron, nice to meet you. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here for the company Local Splash. And before we start, I got to say I love the name, Aquaholics. That is so cool. Did you come up with that? Yeah, that's awesome. It's like, you know, obviously Aquaholics, it's just, or, you know.
Yeah. Well, we had a boat on Ouachita that we were thinking about naming that a long time ago.
Okay.
You know, getting it repainted and whatnot, and we ended up not doing it just because we didn't know how people would think about it, and then we started this up, and I was like, man, this would be perfect for this.
Oh, I love it. That is a really, it's a catchy name. Not only that, but I looked at your website, really good job on the website, and then I love how you did your wrap on that, I think it's a Chevy, right, Silverado?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really, really nice.
I designed that too. That was a lot of fun doing that.
I bet. I mean, that's really, really good. So I see two numbers on your truck there. I see the one that we're on, and then I see another one at 501-413-4226. Do you have a Google Business profile that I'm missing by chance?
I don't know. I don't know about that. We've been trying to figure that out a little bit, I think, here recently.
Okay, so let me plug in. So we're Google partners. The very first thing I want to establish before we move on into some pricing is, you know, I want to send you a text message to kind of showcase who we are, and that way you know that you're talking to the right company. So we've been a partner for about 10 years. We've been in business for 21 years. And what we do is, you know, Google will call the big companies like Coca-Cola, Samsung, Sony, and so forth. And then they have companies like our company to get your business on Google and do programming for your company as well. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm just sending you a text message on this phone, and that way you can kind of see who we are. And I'll take you directly to Google's website and just verify that we're a partner. So I'm looking up the other phone number that you have here. So the one that we're on ends in 29, but on your website I see the other number. Is this like a personal phone or is this like a landline?
So the phone, like I'm the owner of the business.
Okay.
And the other phone number is the guy that I pay to do all of the labor, and he's supposed to be, I treat him somewhat as a partner.
Oh, okay.
So I bought everything, set everything up the best I could to, you know, put him in a position to succeed, and then he's in charge of doing all the manual labor and whatnot.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I just looked into the company right now. I see you guys have a couple things online, but I don't see a Google Business profile. So here's what we would do for you, right, in a nutshell. We would get you a Google Business profile. So what that would do for your business is anytime anyone is typing in any of the services you provide, I don't know if you're only doing commercial or are you also doing residential?
We'll do anything anybody will pay us to do.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I love that. All right. If the job is right, you guys are there. I love it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll be able to get you programmed in for commercial. So if you're doing, like, shopping centers for commercial, if you're doing, like, offices, I mean, you name it, restaurants and so forth, we can get you found for that as well. I know there's schools, there's churches. I mean, there's so many different commercial work out there that can be done. And I see that you're doing a little bit of everything. You're doing pressure washing. You're also doing are you also doing windows as well or just pressure washing?
We do windows. It's not,
okay,
like, our favorite thing to do.
Right.
You know,
okay.
We will do it for smaller jobs, but a lot of our bigger buildings, we actually partner with someone else. And
cool.
They do it because that's what they want to do. They don't want to power wash, and we don't want to do windows, so we kind of team up.
I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah, I see a couple projects you guys done before and after. Like, wow, like you think you've done a shed and stuff like that. And I see a window one that the other company did, or I don't know if it was you guys. But anyhow, yeah, that's what we would do for your business is get you found when people are typing in those keywords, right? And then we can also target market the specific areas you want to get found for, and then also the jobs that you want to get found for as well. So, you know, people will type in commercial, residential, power washing, so forth, right? Any of the keywords that are relevant will get you on that first page of Google. So, you know, your website is beautiful. I love it. I mean, the only thing that, once again, I would definitely recommend is if your website is not drawing any traffic to it, there's a lot of missed opportunities, right? So let me give you an example. You guys are in Little Rock. You guys are able to travel a little bit more for business. When I type in just pressure washing in the area, you got a couple companies coming up like Natural Stone Home Wash. You got River City Power Wash, Diamond Pressure and Soft Washing. I don't know if you heard. Yeah, so there's another one called Performance Soft Wash and Royal House Wash. So those companies are coming up as a top recommended option. So your company, I can almost bet you can probably blow them out of the water by the work that you guys do, and probably are very competitive in price. The only issue is that when I'm typing in those keywords on Google, you guys are not coming up as a top recommended option, right? And that's where the missed opportunities are. So what we would do is, once again, get your ranking on that first page, get your website listed on your Google Business Profile, and then also we also cover all of your other bases. So we do Facebook retargeting ads. So if someone is looking for, you know, let's say commercial power washing or pressure washing on Google, and then they log into their Facebook feed, we're going to have an ad with your company there as well, right? So that's really cool program how it works. Get you on Yelp, Apple Maps, you know, Amazon Alexa, and then Google Home, and then Bing. So this will definitely cover all the bases when people are literally looking for your services in the area, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought about that before for the business, getting your name?
Well, actually, that's kind of funny. I own several businesses, you know, three or four, and I have a secretary that works there, and she's actually been kind of working on that in the spare time, because like I said, this is not a, you know, if I had to rank all of everything I've got going on, this is definitely at the bottom, so it's not top priority, but she's also trying to figure that out too, because I've been worried about the Google listing. I want to talk, you know, when people type that stuff in, I want to be up there too. I feel like that'd help a lot, so this is actually...
Yes. Absolutely.
This is something we've been working on the last couple of months, too. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. So the Google Business Profile, since we're partners, we have, you know, access to their back office, so we can get that up and running and get you verified on Google. So that would be the first step. The second step would be the programming, right? So, you know, it takes a lot of time if you were to do it on your own or your secretary. Being a Google partner, our goal is to get you results as quickly as possible. So we go with positive keywords, negative keywords. We do what's called the MapW, name, address, phone number, website cleanup, to make sure you have consistent information across the board. That's going to really help you get found and get you ranking as quickly as possible, right? So that's where we come in. Now, as far as pricing, I want to show you exactly what we can do for your business, okay? Now, are you let me ask you this. Is the focal point this year, like, are you looking for certain types of leads? Or are you looking for more online presence? Like, what would be the focus for this new year?
More sales.
More sales. Love it. Okay, gotcha. All right.
I couldn't care less how they show up, as long as they show up.
Okay, perfect. I mean, and you sound like a good sales guy. Meaning, like, you sound like if you get the right person on the phone, and it's, you know, you can probably close the business, right? You just got that personality, which is good. You don't know how many business owners they talk to; they just sound like they're dry. Right? So it's amazing how that works in your favor. So, all right, we got a couple different packages available, right? So. If you're looking for more of a pay-per-lead service, there's a thing called Google Verified. Have you ever heard of Google Verified by chance?
I have not.
No? Okay. So Google Verified, it's completely different than all these other pay-per-lead companies like Angie, HomeAdvisor, Porsche, Thumbtack. And what they do is they make sure that you get 100% qualified leads. If it's a lead that's not qualified, you're going to get reimbursed, and it's being backed up by Google. So let me ask you a few questions. Are you guys licensed and insured? I can see it on your truck, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you have anything outstanding on your background, like any armed robberies, murder, break-in, anything
No.
like that? No? Okay. I'm sorry, you have to ask, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right, sounds good. Sorry about that. I know it's like sounds silly when I ask, but anyhow, I have to ask. So with that being said, so Google does, once again, a background check to make sure that everything's good, and then they verify your license and insurance. And for pressure washing, I'll tell you exactly what the cost per lead is, which is super, super affordable, especially in that area, for sure. If we're talking about California, forget about it. California is ridiculous. all right, so let me see what it is per lead in your area. So give me 1 second. Pressure washing. Okay, there we go. You're right there. Okay, cool. So as far as let's see. Why is that coming up as different? Pressure washing. Okay. All right, and then that's all you're really focusing on for the most part, right? Like pressure washing, you would say?
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Pressure washing is kind of like just a general term. You know, we don't do just a ton of pressure washing. Most of what we do is soft mm-hmm. washing, but you know,
a lot of people
don't know that. They don't know the difference. A lot of people don't between that, you know.
Yeah, no, completely understood. I kind of see one of my really best friends just like, you know, he does that. He does auto detailing. So, you know, there's different equipment you can use because you don't want to strip off the paint.
Right. Well, also nobody's Googling soft washing near me, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So that's it for sure. Okay. So, a lead through Google for pressure washing, soft washing, power washing, can be anywhere from $30 to $35, which is not bad at all, right? And that would be either, you know, residential or other searches as well. So that platform is not bad for that price point. And that gets you in the sponsored section. So that's at the very top. So Google has three different sections. The sponsored section, the map section with your Google business profile, and then you have your organic listing way at the bottom, okay? So
right.
The two sections are the most profitable in the sponsored and then the map section because in the sponsored, you're able to get outside of your local area, which is, you know, Little Rock, okay? The map is more focused and centered on the local area. So both spots are very ideal for, you know, for the success of the business, right? Now, the best thing about that is that it's target marketed. So meaning we're focusing on the zip codes and the keywords so that way you get the best results, right? Now,
right.
If you get a lead and it's not qualified, Google is not going to charge. We're going to dispute that lead. So that's the benefit you have. And then Google's backing you up to $2,000 in their insurance, okay? So that's why Google came up with this program because they said, okay, well, all these other companies are using my platform to sell leads. Why don't I just sell leads myself? So they came up
right.
with this option about a year and a half ago, okay? So let's get to pricing. Everything we do here is month-to-month. There's no contracts. You have two options, okay? If you want to do the Google Leads, the Google Verified, there's an application fee of $250, okay? Once you pass the application fee, then you start, you know, paying for those leads, okay? Now, if you want to get programmed in the map section and then get your programming all over the Internet, that's $398 to start and then $299 every month after that, okay?
Sure.
So everything is a month-to-month service. You're looking at $10 a day to get your Google business profile up and running, getting it programmed and optimized, making sure that you're coming up in all the other different directories, so that way you're getting leads from multiple different platforms, not just Google,
okay.
Right? So if you want to combine both, we waive your setup fee and get you in at $549 to start and then $299 every month after that, okay? My recommendation, if you want to close more deals and get more sales, you know, both are amazing options, but getting a direct lead from Google, it's going to be a little more expensive, but this is something that the person's ready to rock and roll when they're looking up for your service,
right? Okay, which deal was that? You said there was two, the sponsor, and then the other one, which one was that?
Yeah, let me text this to you so you can see it in front of you real quick. That way we're on the same page. You know, like, I don't know, I'm a very visual guy. I don't know about you. Okay, so I sent you pricing, okay? And the pricing that I have on here is not going to be what your pricing is, so I just want to be clear on that, okay? Let me know when you receive that text message, and if you open it up, I'll break it down to you, okay?
I just got it.
Okay, awesome. So the package that I'm offering for you is the ideal, okay? So the ideal package, it's all the way at the bottom. Obviously, you'll see our Google partnership badge and so forth. So you go to the bottom, we have the ideal package. Usually, it's listed at $1,198, right? And there's a $299 setup fee, okay? So I'm not going to charge you anywhere near that. You have a website. We don't have to build one for you, right? you have a couple other things online that we don't have to build because you already have those, okay? So
right.
What this package would include, which would be your Google Business Profile, and then getting it the SEO content creation, which is the keywords, okay? You have a website, so why build your website? I'm not going to charge you for something you have. Does that make sense? The top directory submission, so once again, we're going to put you on Apple Maps. We're going to put you on Bing. We're going to put you on Yelp. We're going to put you on the voice-activated searches. You're going to have Facebook, which is also Meta, advertisement. So I don't know if you ever done like a search on Google or Amazon, and then whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
It's kind of scary. Like, you feel like they're listening to you. But, yeah. So we do that. It's crazy. So they're looking for pressure washing, soft washing, you know, power washing, and then they log off of Google. Then when they log on their Facebook, your company ad will show up. It's pretty cool. We have the Google Guaranteed Leads and the optimization of that. So that's the very top of Google. This is that program I was talking about, the Google Verified. All right. You're going to have review monitoring tool. So that's one of the things I also highly recommend. Once you have your Google Business Profile, to get as many reviews as possible, right? If you can have your secretary spend 20, 30 minutes a day to call past clients or whatever, it could be friends, family you've done work for, to get those reviews up and running, okay?
Right.
We also have a tracking and reporting system, so you or your secretary can, you can actually download our app right now through your iPhone, if you have an iPhone or Android, and then you can see all the, yeah, cool. I have an iPhone as well. If you type in local splash, you'll see our app, and it's like a orange L and a blue S, okay? And then the last thing, which is my favorite part, is you'll have a dedicated account manager, which is cool. So you're going to have someone completely dedicated to your account that you or your secretary or anybody that logs in, you can deal with one person directly. So this is the package I'm offering at $549. That package is broken down into two. The $549 is broken down into two things. $299 for the maintenance and everything of your Google Business Profile, all your platforms, and then $250 is a one-time fee to get your background check. They use Pinkerton or Evidence. I don't know if you've heard of those two background companies.
Right, I've heard of Pinkerton.
Pinkerton, there you go. So once you get your background, then you would pay $299, and then you would pay for those leads once you you are approved for that program. So it's very cost-effective. It's not too much, right? And once we work with someone, the way that our company works, since we're a premier Google partner, so once we have a spot available in your area, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So, you know, there's a spot available. The only reason why there's spots available is because three reasons, right? Number one, people get negative reviews and they get booted off the first page, okay? Number two,
right.
If people don't have websites, they're going to get booted out. You got a company called Bombly Pressure Washing. I don't know if you've heard of those guys.
I have not.
No, okay, I haven't either, right? So, well, those guys, they don't even have a website, and they only have four reviews, so they're going to get booted out here soon. You got another company called Cooley and Sons. Anyhow, those guys are on the first page. They're not going to last there very long. And then All Clean Exterior and Power Washing. So these companies are going to get programmed out if they don't have a website or get any more programming in for their Google Business Profile, right?
All right.
So once we work with you, we can't work with the competitor, and then obviously we get you the maximum results, right? And then it's not like you're going to take our word. It's you'll have, you know, in front of you exactly how this program would work. So if you want the leads, you know, that's something I highly recommend. It's Google's platform has been kind of focusing more on leads because it's getting you a direct client from Google, right, versus a pay-per-click. A pay-per-click, it's a hit or miss, right?
All right.
So if you want to get those sales directly from Google, you know, those calls directly from Google, that's where people are searching, right? I mean, in the past 30 days, let me just double check. In about a 50-mile radius, there's been 1,213 searches in about a 50-mile radius, right? So I'm not saying you're going to receive, you know, 1,213.
Right, yeah.
Right, but obviously there's opportunities out there. The only issue is that if you're nowhere to be found or people can't find you, it's very hard for people to call you.
Yeah, Ronnie's
right.
got Ronnie's
right. right.
So that's the opportunity right there. And then, you know, obviously if you're, you know, you mentioned one thing that stuck to me. If you're looking for, say, like, you know, deals, right, like you more clients that are actually going to sell, then that's. That's the way to go.
Right.
So, you know, as far as something like this, what program you feel would be best for your business?
I don't know. I don't know that what mainly interests me was being listed on the Google
okay.
page.
I'm
not too worried about the other stuff as long as I Google and we show up, you know what I mean?
Okay. So the Google page, if you want to do that, I can do that for $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. And that's to get you on Google, ranking on Google on that first page.
And then that means pretty much somebody Googles that, we're going to be the first one that shows up on the little map, whatnot.
You're going to be one of the top recommended options, absolutely. But you have to promise me one thing, Cameron, okay? You have to help me out with reviews, please, okay? Because if you're like a company like there's one that's called Little Rock Power Washing Co. The All Clean Exteriors and Power Washing, those guys have 2 reviews. And then Cooley and Sons, they only have 5 reviews. So I'm pretty sure you do an amazing job, right? I'm pretty sure you've been in business for a few years now, like a couple years, 4 or 5 years. You know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure you service like a lot of clients, maybe hundreds, right?
Probably about that.
Yeah, right. So, you know, one of the things that I would highly recommend is after you're done with the job and the client's all happy and bubbly, have them leave your review right then and there. We're going to give you a tool, or you can have your secretary call them right after, like, hey, you know, we really want to get our presence on Google. Can you please leave us a review? They don't have to write an essay. All they have to do is just put a few words. If not, they don't even have to put words. They can just click the 5 stars, and then you're good to go. So that is going to get you the best results. It's like you and I, when we go to a restaurant, I mean, would you go to a restaurant that has, like, you know, 50 reviews or someone that has, like, 2 reviews?
Right, yeah, you're not.
Yeah,
you're going to go with crap, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously two reviews, there's still 5 stars. I mean, that's pretty good, but it's like you're going to be more enticed with the person that has more reviews. And with you, I mean, since you have a whole crew and you have your professional website, I mean, that takes your business to the next level. You know what I mean? But the reviews
right.
kind of solidify everything because that's something that people love to see. They want to see the satisfaction of other clients that have used your services. So that's why, you know, I tell you to promise me, but obviously it's your business at the end of the day. I mean, I can't force you to do it, but I've been here for 7 years. Cameron, and I mean, I'm telling you, reviews are a huge contributor to someone's success. Because I've signed up friends and family and their business went from nothing. And the cool part, it doesn't matter if people have been around for longer than you have. All it is all about the programming. So if you have a Google partner that's programming there, it's game over, you know? So I don't care if the company's
right.
been around for 30 years. If we get you programmed in, you're going to be at the top recommended option, hands down. And then you can, once you get some traction with that, you can always upgrade to the pay-per-lead service, right? You're like, okay, this is good. We're being seen on Google. Let's try other avenues, and then you can obviously invest more money into different other platforms down the road. So if you want to get your name up there and get your phone ringing and get those leads directly from Google, the $299 price point, it's like $10 a day. That's like you land a job that's commercial. Boom, that'll pay for itself for like a few months, right?
Right.
So do you want to start with the $398 and then $299 platform?
Is there a way you could email me all this stuff so that I can look at it when I get to lunch or something? Just so I can kind of look through everything. I can look through the website and everything that you sent me from the links that you texted me, but I was hoping to get.
Yeah, I'm actually.
I want to look into it just a little bit more before I decide to throw money at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha. So, I mean, what exactly do you want to see on the website? Is it just like our company, our credentials, or like?
I'm just wanting to make sure I'm crystal clear on what I'm looking at. You know, obviously, I hate to just throw money at it, not really knowing
what's going on, and I also want to be able to just look into some of the stuff we talked about.
Okay, give me one second. I try to find your email on your website. I know it's a GoDaddy website, but you don't have one there. What's a good email for you?
C. Waldrens, so it's the letter C and then WALDERNS at yahoo.com.
Oh, nice. You're still using Yahoo. I am too. Okay.
Yeah, the old faithful.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I've actually been to the Old Faithful on in Wyoming. That's pretty cool. the geysers. Yeah, that was a sight to see. Okay, give me one second. Let me do this. I'm sending that to you right now. Like, got everything in writing here. So, Cameron, I just want to make sure we're spelling it correctly. So, C A M E R O N. Is that correct?
It's just the letter. You talking about my email address?
No. Your name. I just want to make sure I'm spelling it correctly.
It's C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. All right. So, why is this coming up like this? Okay. I see you now. All right. So, look, I can definitely send this to you. I'm sending this to you right now as we speak, okay? Once again, at the beginning of the phone call, we did kind of establish a couple things. We are looking for one business to promote on the first page of Google. And then once we find that business, we can't work with anybody else. So our goal is to work with someone exclusively so that way you're getting the best results. We're not like a home advisor where they're just signing up so many different people and then at the end of the day, you're kind of, you know. How's that been working out for you, by the way?
I don't know. We just signed up for it like 2 days ago. I've never heard anything great about it, but
I
figured we'd try it for a month or two and just see what happened. And, you know, it's free, so it didn't really hurt to do anything. All I have to pay is, you know, contact so-and-so and whatnot. So I'm not sure. I just figured I'd try it.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So you see C. Waldrens at Yahoo. Is that correct? Is that
yes, sir.
I don't. W A L D R E N S.
It's E R N S.
E R. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I see it now. I made that mistake. I gotcha now. All right. So I'm sending this to you right now, and then it's going to be listed under local/Google Partners. Okay. And then this is going to give you a complete breakdown of literally everything, partners, everything that we talked about from like the price points to, you know, we have companies like Extra Space Storage or like Vivint. You'll see like we've been on NBC and all that good stuff. But, did you get that by chance or are you able to see it all, like if it just came in? It might be like,
I'm looking for it right now.
And we're not even so it might not even be on your primary, it might be on your drop. We never had any correspondence such.
Oh, I've got it right here.
Yeah. So that basically is a complete breakdown of everything that we're offering. So as you can see, there's a setup fee of $99, the local map maintenance and programming, Facebook. That's the package you would get. So first month $398, ongoing is just $299. And basically, that's what you would be getting. So first page results, you know, you'll get Facebook, you'll get all the mobile platforms, review capture system, everything we talked about, that's literally what we're going to be offering you.
Right.
The other program, the difference was the $250 for the application for the background check through the Google Verified. And then you can always, once you get your Google Business Profile up and running and optimizing your seeing success, you can always upgrade to that other platform at any time.
Right.
So the reason why I like to just say it up front, so that way it depends on what you're looking for. Like if you're looking for leads, looking for, you know, those types of kind of conversions, you can obviously do that as well. But the other ones is the other, this package right here would just get you Google and then get your company as a top recommended option. And then once you see the success, you can always, once again, upgrade to the other package.
Right.
Yeah. So then let me explain what would be the, like, the next steps. Let's say you say, hey, Chris, you know, let's do it, right? So we do what's called an onboarding call, and that's what, that would be with one of our technicians. The technician really goes over all the keywords or the services you want to get found for, the areas you want to get found for, so that way we're programming you the right way, okay? And we have Google's analytics system, so we'll see exactly how people are searching, the keyword phrases, keywords, positive keywords, negative keywords, and then what are the most profitable areas that people are searching. So we're not just going to guess, we're going to know. That's why you're paying for our services, because we know how people are looking and how to program you the best, right? Then, once again, once we get you ranking, then obviously it's just programming and then just keeping you listed on that first page. So that onboarding call usually takes anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes because we're not creating a website for you.
Right.
And you already have the website. So we're not going to do anything with your website. We're just going to have it listed in all the different platforms and make sure it's being relevant when people are searching for your services. So.
Right. And how is that charged? Is that just like one of those things that just put it on a card and I have an account on your website, and I can just.
Yeah, so what we do, right, is we read what's called a voice verification. This is going to just outline the service agreement. That's one of the things that we have to do as Google partners. Once we charge the card, secure the listing, you get an invoice, everything in writing, right, with your terms and conditions. That way you keep those for your tax purposes. Any marketing dollars you spend goes to your marketing, or your taxes for marketing, excuse me. So yeah, and then it would just go on every single month on the 5th. So like today, the 5th, and then obviously, you know, March and so forth. Now, there is no long-term contracts here, Cameron. It's pretty much a month-to-month, so you don't have to marry us, right? At the end of the day, this has to be a service that works for you. If it's not working for you, why would you even keep us? It just makes no sense, right? So, you don't have to, like, you know, sign your life away with something like this. You know, obviously, it's just seeing the results that Google's going to bring to you, and that's what I love. It's just, you know, it's not like a pay-per-lead or, like, someone's charging you for, like, leads that are not even valid. It just doesn't work that way, you know. That's the difference between this and the Angie's and Home Advisor.
Sorry, somebody pulled up here and I was telling them something.
No,
that.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of like 30 different things. I'm trying to get as much out of this as I can while I'm also handling my other stuff because I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing, right? You know, if you want to secure the listing, like, it just takes a few minutes. I just verify information for the company, and then you can do the onboarding call with the technician sometime today when you have time. The most important thing is having the availability in the spot. Once we disconnect Tara and then all the other mapping coordinators, we call in the area.
They're going to be looking for somebody. I completely get that.
Absolutely. And you know, it's the thing. It's like, you know, for $398, $299, you're looking about $10 a day. $10 for you to get found on the first page. I mean, you are missing opportunities let me tell you this, okay? And don't take it the wrong way. Are you okay with
that? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm trying to make money, and you're trying to make money. So,
well, yeah, but
that's
the way
it goes.
Yeah, I want to make sure that you feel comfortable with something like this. That way, it makes sense, and you see value. So, you're losing opportunities to Little Rock Power Washing Company that has no like website. They have like 9 reviews. Okay, you're losing opportunities to a company that has no website and has 2 Google reviews. Right, and then you're also losing business to another company that only has. Give me 1 second. 7 reviews, right? And they're on that first page. So it's like, I don't know, like, there's opportunities out. Yeah, so there's opportunities out there, you know, just, it's all in, really going for the service and seeing how well it's going to work, right? And obviously, if it doesn't work, which I don't think that's the idea here, is obviously you're not stuck with anything, right? And then if you cancel, you keep everything. The only thing you don't keep is just, we don't keep that ongoing programming of the first page. But every listing that we create for you and your Google Business Profile, unsuspending it, if you have it suspended or we have to create a new one, we'll look into it. We have access to Google's back office, and we'll talk to a Google tech directly. So If you want to secure the listing, it takes me like 5 minutes of your time, and then we can do the onboarding call later on when you have time.
Okay.
Don't be scared. What's holding you back?
I'm just 50-50 on it. You know, no offense to you or anything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of times, you know, somebody calls me and it sounds too good to be true. You know what I mean? Like it's just one of those things. I'm on the fence. You know?
Right. Well, here's the thing. That's why one of the things that I sent to you is our Google partnership ad. So do me a favor, okay? Without even doing anything, go on Google right now, if you put me on speaker, and then type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? Go ahead and type that in on the Google
page. Oh, trust me. I've already done that.
Right, exactly, right? So that'll bring up, like, Google's not going to lie about that. You know what I mean? So,
right,
that's something that we do, you know, basically. So, you know, we've been in business for 21 years, and I've been here for 7 years, and we've been a partner for 10. So it took us about 11 years to get to partnership status, which was that was very, very difficult to do, but we were there. So, you know, as far as, you know, the service like this, like, it's just, you're not going to lose at all either way. Like, it just, there's no.
I don't feel like it's a waste of money by any means. The only thing that I'm iffy on is, you know, we've been looking to try to figure out the Google stuff, you know, how to be listed towards the top, and, you know, I haven't gotten one time, you know, like a Google business account, you know, like I haven't been looking into it myself. So it's not like I've been looking and stuff like that. So this is the first I've heard of Google business account. So, I just want to look into those a little bit and whatnot, you know, just try to figure out what exactly it is I'm getting into.
You mean
before I pay, do what?
You mean your Google business profile?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So your Google business profile is where you're going to be located, with the little red dot where your business is located. Here, let me show you what that is, so that way you have an understanding. Okay. So like, if you were to go on your phone and have you heard of Nature State Home Wash? I'm just curious. Have you heard of that company?
No, not that I
know. Okay. Let me text you exactly what we're going to do for you. Right. So that way you have a visual. I don't know about you, Cameron, but I'm a very visual type of person. So like, I like to see everything for myself. Okay, cool. So I just sent you a link. Okay, this is one of your competitors. They're ranking on the first page of Google. Okay. So as you can see their profile, right? That's what we would do for you. So we'll put your company up there. We'll attach your website. Put the hours of operation overview. Pictures of work you've done before and afters. So that's the first thing we got to do is create that listing for you. You don't have one for the business. So even if I were to look up your numbers, nothing comes up. Okay?
Right.
So that's the first thing. That's what a Google business profile is. Okay? That's like your profile for your business. Now, the priority here is optimizing that profile to do what's called SEO, search engine optimization. What does that mean? It means that when I type in pressure washing in Little Rock or the surrounding cities, or power washing, south washing, commercial, residential, right? These are different keywords for you to come up on that first page when someone is typing in that search.
Right.
Right. So that's what we would do as far as with your Google business profile. Now, why is the first page important? Because you and I, we make decisions. Like I never home advisor it. I never Angie's listed. I don't do that. I don't go there. I go on Google when I'm looking for a restaurant, when I'm looking for a hotel, a bar, to have a beer or you know, whatever the case may be, right? So what I do as a consumer, I go on to the map section, and I go on because I have an iPhone, and I type in bar or pizza or steakhouse, and then I look at the companies that are at the top, okay? So that is what we would do, is we'd get you listed at the very top where people are looking for your services, and then they'll give you a call directly. So there's no charge per lead, per phone call, any of that. It's all organically done with our SEO services, right? Now, if you were to cancel our service, that profile that you have, it's your profile, right? So we would
Right. You just stop advertising it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, right? So, I mean, that's what you would be paying for. And then what we also do with the package, it includes Facebook retargeting ads. So once again, people that a lot of people that own homes that do this, like, want your type of services, they're not on TikTok or Instagram. They're mostly are
right.
kind of more mature people on Facebook. So Facebook works amazing with this. So that way, the more your company has visibility, the more options you're going to have. We're going to put you on Yelp, which is another platform that people use. Apple Maps, right, for the iPhone users. You know, we put you on Amazon Alexa, which is a voice-activated searches, and then Google Home. So you're pretty much getting all these platforms, for the most part, online when people are looking for your services. So that way, you're getting an abundance of leads, right? Which brings to the point that you were talking earlier. It's like, hey, I want to get more sales, want to get more leads. Well, this is going to do it without breaking the bank, right? That's just the way it's going to work for you. So we even give you, under terms and conditions, that we, you know, we're not going to, like, everything is like, black and white. There's no, like, gray areas where we're going to, like, sneakily, like, charge you for we don't do that. We charge the monthly rate, so the $398 is for programming and to get all the platforms going. Usually our setup fee is $299. So if you look at the package that I sent you earlier, if you were not to do the application, then I would still charge you the $299, but there's still a $299 fee for the programming. So in this case, like, I don't have to program you for your website or anything else. Like, all the programming is mainly focusing on Google. So that's why I can give you the price point of $398 and $299. So at that price point, you know, if you get a couple clients that are coming in a month and you have that more online visibility and exposure, it's going to be a win-win situation for your, you know, for your sales guys, right, for you and your business. Especially that the, you know, we're around the corner. I mean, like, it feels like things are warming up now, and just people look for your service. You know I will. I mean, I just bought a home in May, and, you know, during like, the slow time, like Christmas and stuff, I had someone come out, but just because I had family coming over. But this is, you have a profitable business that is going to, it's going to require your services all year round for the most part, right? So, you know, it's something that will definitely keep you busy. So, yeah, that price point is not bad at all. It's very, very cost-effective and affordable, right? And, you know, if it was a little bit more expensive, I could see how it's like, oh, man, like, I don't know, you know? But,
yeah. I'm not mad at the price or anything. I'm just, you know, I mean, skeptical, probably like, you know, probably not like everybody you talk to, but, you know, just looking into things.
No, I get that. I get that. And I don't blame you. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to make sure that you're allocating the right funds to the right, you know, platforms, right? So I completely understand that. So you're not the first person that feels the way. I mean, I've been here for 7 years. I talk to business owners all day long. But it looks like you see the value in it. See, it looks like you, you know, you see how it can work for you. You know, it's just a trust factor. I think if you let me show you how this works and then you have everything in writing, it'll make it things much more, you know, much more sense for you. But, you know, if you don't give this a shot, it's like you're going to be in the same situation you were, right? Which I'm not saying you're not getting sales or leads or whatever, but Google's where people...
Well, I mean, there's always room for more.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's always room for more. And especially on Google, there's, like, I Google everything, man. I don't care if it's, like, you know, like, Grammys and just, like just anything. Like, yeah, I just Google it. I'm like, well, what happened here, right? Or YouTube.
Right.
And guess who owns YouTube?
Well, I think I'm willing to try it at least for a month or two and just see how it goes.
Yeah. So all I need is just create a quick business profile for you real quick. I just need to ask basic information. So I do have your email and everything. Google's going to send you a verification, but we want to make sure we're sending it to the right place. So we're at 8715 Pennington Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to showcase your address on Google because you're not a brick and mortar. You don't want people showing up, okay?
Yes.
So don't worry about that, all right? And then I'm assuming your last name is Waldron's, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I just they always say it's not good to assume, but obviously it's just – you see it in your email, so it makes sense. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. Aquaholics Power Washing. Do you have any LLC, anything attached to it, or you just want it listed like that on Google?
I'd rather just list it, just Aquaholics Power Washing.
Love it. Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, as far as your hours of operation, like, when are you able to take phone calls for new clients?
I answer the phone any time of day for money.
I love it. And I mean, would you want to put the like 24 hours? I know people are not going to call you 1 or 2 in the morning, right? But
yeah, 24 hours is fine by me. Like I said, they want to pay me, I'll answer.
Smart business owner. You know, once again, I've been here for a little while, and people, they list, it's sad. They list their business from like, you know, 9 or 10 a.m. to like, you know, 4 p.m. I'm like, do you understand people get off work, you know, 5 or 6 or stuck in traffic?
Yeah, I've never understood that, because then you're pretty much hoping they call you on company time. There's probably a lot of places that won't love that.
No, and not only that, like if they see your business closed on Google, they're just going to call a competitor. Simple as that. And then you're missing
the opportunity. The only thing I don't love about the 24-hour thing is, like, people see it and they're like, that's not true. And then they don't know when to call. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I just, you know, I'd rather, you know, if there's 10 people look at it, 9 of them think I can call whenever, I'd rather get that, you know?
You'd be surprised. I see a lot more success with 24 hours than other, you know, kind of like hours to call, right? It just tells people that you're available. So it gives that confidence, like, hey, I'm able to call, and I feel good about calling him. Like, even if it's like 7 or 8 p.m., like, I can schedule an appointment, you know. So trust me, it'll work out better that way. So we're going to do, as far as keywords, this is just information input for the technician. We're not going to we're going to run it through the Google Analytics system, like I mentioned. But, you know, like, it's soft washing, pressure washing, power washing. You're doing residential, commercial. What other stuff you want to come up for?
Man, I don't really know. I mean,
we
wash anything, so I
love
as
it.
Long as power washing, soft washing, uh-huh. anything like that comes up, I'm fine with it.
Got it. Okay, I can have you list for all that. That's not an issue at all whatsoever.
Gutter, clean out, anything.
Gutter. Ooh, so that's what I was talking about. Gutter, roof. You know, roof pressure power washing as well. Okay. Then we're gonna put commercial. So people can find you for that, and then residential. Okay, cool. Do you want to stay away from windows, right? I'm assuming right now.
If they'll pay me, I'll do it. I couldn't care less.
Oh,
it's just one of those things. I don't care if they're paying.
Like, I love it.
You know, if I give them a price and they say yes, I'll do it.
I love it. Okay, cool. That's really good. You know, the more business you can capture, the better it is. Okay.
Enough business to be picky right now.
Love it. That's really cool. You have so many entitled business owners where they're like, I only want to do, I was like, okay, goodness gracious, but you're still on the roof. Why don't you just do the gutters as well? Like,
yeah.
Right?
Hey, we've put on gutter guards before at apartment complexes. Like,
wow.
I never in a million years thought I'd be putting gutter guards on, but.
Right.
You do this? And I said, I can figure it out.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Do not call anybody else. I'll do it.
You're here. We're a one-stop shop. We got you.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Good. And then once again, your website is beautiful. So we're going to definitely showcase that on Google and all the other platforms as well. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, as far as the area, so how far are you willing to travel for new clients, or what areas do you feel would be, you know, ideal, like cities, you can name cities. This is just for reference. I'll have the technician really give you ideas of what areas will make more sense than others. You know, this is just for our text.
You mean like a mile radius, or
yeah, it could be a mile radius. It could be certain cities that you feel would be more profitable. This is just basic information, nothing too crazy. That way, the technician can look into it, and they'll give you a couple suggestions. You know, before they give you that onboarding call, they're going to do their homework.
I mean, I've got no problem going anywhere in the state of Arkansas, and
wow.
you know,
okay.
and anywhere that's. I don't want to go too far into another state, but I'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – like I said, we've got a couple of Peterbilt dealerships in Louisiana that we take care of, so.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we'll make sure we get you in the most profitable areas where people are actually looking, because you know there's certain places where people look and certain people like places where like, there's a bunch of dirt. There's nothing to really pressure wash.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we got that already. And then a quick question that I have for you is you did mention you were licensed and insured, and then I wasn't able to find a Facebook business page. Let me look for it real quick. Do you have one that I'm missing?
We do have one. Let me look and see if I can. It'll probably have, yes, Alcoholics Power Washing LLC. So
yeah,
I can put that in there.
Let me go into the Facebook back office, because we're also partnered with Meta, so let me just look for that real quick. Aquaholics power washing. It's funny. I just a few weeks ago. Yep, I see it now. I see your profile. You have your truck at the very like in the circle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 452 followers. Okay, cool. Oh, nice. You have a Christmas picture. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. So we'll put that. We'll run the Facebook retargeting ads. Those are scary. So I'm telling you, those are going to be a huge success for the company too. Because when people look on Google and they log out and they go on Facebook, they're going to see your company there. It just reminds people to really call you for that service, which is good. So, and then a Google Business Profile. We'll see if you have one that's expended. If not, we'll create a brand new one and we'll get that going for you. We're going to get on the phone with Google and make sure we get that ready for you. Once again, please, I'm telling you right now, I promise you if you do this, you're going to see better results, okay? So if you get reviews, we're going to have a review monitoring tool where you're going to get to send this to your clients. If you want to take, once again, it takes about 20, 30 minutes. Maybe you could do it once, two times a week, have yourself or secretary go and just call past clients or even dealerships that you've done work for years, and then just leave you a quick review on Google. That's going to,
right.
I'm telling you, it's gonna go a long way, okay? Okay, so I just want to kind of throw that out there. All right, so I got that already. And then you don't speak any other languages, right? Just English?
Just English for now.
Just English. Okay, cool. I just have to ask. The system will ask me here. Just, okay, we got that there. All right, so I pretty much got everything done here. I'm also going to look at the client onboarding. Once again, that call should only take anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. It's not going to take very long. And then they're just going to cross the T's, dot the I's, so that way when we get you programmed on Google and get your Google Business Profile, you're being optimized and showing up correctly, okay? So let's see. I just want to check one thing out. Okay. So right now it's going to be 11, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I have a spot available at 2 p.m. Do you think you would be able to do that with our technician?
Ooh. You have anything later than that?
I got a completely wide open schedule for tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
Anytime in the afternoon tomorrow would be probably better for me.
Okay. What about 4 p.m.? Would that work for you, possibly, 4 p.m.? My God, so here's the times that I got. I got 12 p.m., I got 12:30 p.m., I got 1 p.m., 1 p.m., and then I also got 4 p.m.
You know what, let's do 12. I can probably block that off a little bit.
Perfect. Okay, it's not going to take very long. They'll have most of the stuff done. It's just to make sure that we get all the final approval and everything on their end, so that way we get your programming correctly, so... I don't want you to feel like, oh, man, I'm going to be on the phone forever. No, it's going to be quickly. And if they call you and then, you know, once again, you're busy, you can always reschedule with them, right? You know, so it's not like a one-time thing. We can definitely accommodate you. Okay. So I got everything ready. And then also the email that I sent, that's the email that you want to put on file for us to contact you as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then I'm assuming that this number – is the number that you want to have on Google on the first page for people to call you, correct? Just want to confirm that.
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so we got that. And then one of the things I also recommend is when you get a chance, if you go into your iPhone and you can download Local Splash on the App Store, and it's like a orange L and a blue S. So that's
I've already got it.
Oh, okay, cool. There you go. So that application right there, it's like a mini CRM. We invested like thousands of dollars into that application, and it's just, I love it. So even the calls are recorded. So, like, if you talk to a client and you forgot what you quoted them or where the address is at or whatever the case may be, it's cool. It'll record that. So, I love it. It's really good. It's handy. Okay, so I was able to put a couple discounts here for the business, which is great. I have to read what's called the 90-second voice certification. This is for your protection, and it's just a requirement through our partnership with Google as well, just to let you know what we're going to do for you. And then, you know, everything is just, you know, pretty much there for your protection, okay? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. If you have any questions regarding this, please let me know, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you, okay? So I'll go ahead and read this. It says, so before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification. The reason is I have you at a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you. We're going to also send this to you in writing in your invoice, okay? So if there's anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor. Say, hey, Chris, please, like, can you re-explain that? I'll be able to break it down for you, okay? It does say, welcome to Local/'s voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance that outlined the service agreement with Local/, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Alcoholics Power Washing.
All right, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Cameron Waldron's owner.
Okay, awesome. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Can you say that one more time? You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account, meaning if you're going to use anyone else's card?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, it says, so this is important here. It says to get results as fast as possible, Cameron, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails from Local/ when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, cool. This is just for the most part at the beginning so that we can get your campaign up and running. I also sent you a text message with my direct number. That 877 number that you'll see there is our company number, but if you need to reach me directly, it's my extension is 247. So you have that in your inbox as well. You could save it as Local/, and then that way you know it's us, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, awesome. Now, it says in hiring Local/ as your In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying is, since we're going to do everything on Google for you, if there's another company that calls you, tries to really sell you the same stuff, just let us know. That way you're not paying for something you already have, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I promise you, if I'm paying for this, I'm not paying for anything else.
Right, exactly. You know, so, but people, believe me, I'm telling you, people will always like, you know, they'll call in and they get enticed, but we're doing the same thing already. So why would you pay for something that we're doing, right? So just
right.
It's just a kind of like a heads up. And then we're also going to give you a security question. So when we call you and you know that it's Local/, we want to make sure we have a secured account for you. So you could choose from three questions, and then you can give me the answer. So you can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think would be a good security question?
Mother's maiden name. That'd be one. Okay. You can't mess that up.
Okay. What is your mother's maiden name?
Gilmer. G-I-L-M-E-R.
Gotcha. All right. Got it. Okay. So if anybody calls you and then you're like, wait a minute, we're Local/, you're like, okay, what's my security question and answer, they should know. All right. So that's
right.
Pretty cool. Okay. So then with that being said, it says also to verify you as part of the verification process to get your Google Business profile, Google may request a couple things. Not all the time, but they might request, you know, business name or license, insurance, proof of insurance, you know, maybe pictures of work you've done. Is that something that you're willing to give that to us to verify you on Google if that's necessary?
Yeah. I mean, there's no actual licenses.
No,
you
know, I know.
Used for power washing, but we're fully insured, so
there you go.
We have perfect. All that.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, they're not gonna. There's no license required, but we just have to read that just in case. But you know, yeah. If there's usually they ask for like you know your work truck or like the tools, like you know your pressure washing machine, just things like that. They really
right.
just want to do that. There's a lot of AI stuff going on and these fake profiles being built that Google wants to verify you're a human, right? Like that's sad, right? But it's true.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it.
No, I know this AI stuff is out of control. You know. So. All right. And then, so we do have you at a discounted rate at $398, $299 every month after that. So, you can discontinue your agreement at any time. You would have to call client support at 877 and then speak to a representative, right? So, that being said, we got that part done. Now, in order to secure the listing, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I'm going to use a Visa.
Okay. So I'll repeat it to you for accuracy and then you'll receive all your invoices and everything. I'm rescheduling that client onboarding call, so that way we have that for tomorrow, and that's going to be at noon, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you waiting on me?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Are you the card number?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll enter it.
Oh,
and
my
I'll
bad.
No worries, it's okay. No.
4058.
Okay.
6296.
Okay.
8818.
Got it.
3572.
Gotcha. So, and then expiration month and year?
0626.
0626. And the security code on the back of the card?
046.
All right. So let me repeat that to you for accuracy. I got 4058. I got 6296. 8818. 3572. And it's June 2026. And you're looking at 046. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got everything here, too. So in the next few minutes, you're going to receive your invoice. And please keep that for any of the marketing you do for, you know, for our company. And that way you can do that for your tax purposes. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that'll help you out there. And then we're scheduling your onboarding call. So I just want to kind of remind you that that's going to be at noon. If anything changes at all, please let me know. And that way we can reschedule that. Like, let's say you get busy or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
I just want to make sure we have that so we can get ready, you know, get your programming on and ready for your business. All right. So I'm sending that onboarding invitation. So it's literally going to just be titled Local Splash. And it'll say CI, which stands for Client Interview, Client Onboarding, same thing. And then it'll be ENG because English. We do have Spanish clients too, so just want to let you know that. Okay, cool. So that should be in your inbox. That's just a reminder for tomorrow at noon. Once again, if anything changes, let me know. And I also want to confirm that you got your welcome email and everything that was sent to you. Did you get that by chance?
I have not gotten it yet. The last one I've got is the one that you sent me. I'm checking.
Okay, it'll be through text message and then also through email. We send it to both.
Okay, I got the text message.
Okay, cool. It'll say welcome. So basically, what that's going to do is once you go onto your once you get that welcome or that invoice to activate your client dashboard, because you have a client dashboard and you also are going to have access to the app. When you put in your first and last name, that's going to activate your dashboard. So tomorrow, that's going to, you already downloaded the app. So tomorrow when the technician onboards you, they're going to give you your credentials, and that way you're going to be able to see and track everything that's going on with your listing. Okay.
Okay.
Which is cool. So you can do it on your computer. You can give access to your secretary or whoever you want to give access to so you can track your stuff, or you can do it yourself and then you can have access to the app as well. So when you get a chance, just put in your first and last name. That'll give you access to that. So when the technician talks to you tomorrow, then you're going to have that information ready to enter it for that dashboard, okay?
All right.
Cameron, we're pretty much everything is said and done here. Once again, don't forget about that onboarding call tomorrow. It's going to be around noon. If anything changes, please send me a text message. I'm also going to send you a YouTube video of how the dashboard works so you can check that out. And then also send you a couple other messages on how other platforms work with our service, okay? Is there
okay.
Any other questions that you have, any other concerns that you have?
I don't think so.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, we're all set here. Cameron, I know you're a busy man, so I don't want to take much more of your time, but thank you so much for giving me the time of day to get this set up for you. I know it's going to work for you. Please, when you get set up on Google, you have to, like, let me know. You got to work on reviews, okay? So that's going to be huge, right? Please, just as long as you're doing that on your end, that's the only thing you have to do. We'll take care of everything else, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Cameron, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch tomorrow at noon.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.